Intellectual honesty requires that one look at all possible sides of an issue. The Torah prohibits one from reading words of Apicursus, so isn't someone who follows the Torah being intellectually dishonest? Anonymous from New York, New York. Our emunah is basically based on Mesorah, on tradition, on the tradition that we received from Har Sinai, from God himself, as to what is true in this world and what is false. And therefore, the first point of belief is Nasa, that we accept what God told us as the absolute truth. Then there's a Nishma to try to investigate as much as we can to understand that truth and corroborate it, but to question the truth and to come to the truth on our own is not an option, since we have a ironclad, absolute true Mesorah. So intellectual honesty doesn't play a part over here, because we're not coming to the truth on our own. We're coming to the truth because we accept a Mesorah that has behind it thousands of years of credibility, and its beginning was also very, very credible, because it was something that happened in front of an entire nation.